BC Premier David Eby's opinion on Chinese electric vehicle tariffs appears to stand in stark contrast to the federal government's justification. This comes as the Premier is receiving criticism for attacks on American industry, while remaining quiet on the incoming tariffs set to be imposed by the People's Republic of China on BC's multi-billion dollar seafood and agriculture industries. Eby was asked by media March 10 about the incoming Chinese tariffs, which Beijing has stated are in retaliation for Canada's tariffs on Chinese electric vehicle imports. The escalation in tariffs with China is a big deal for British Columbians. The initial tariffs that were put on by Canada as an attempt to curry favor with the president, in my opinion, have not had the intended effect, he said. The president has been completely indifferent on our policies toward China, and in fact, he doesn't seem to have any designs on treating Canada better than China. Eby and his office has not responded to BIV's multiple attempts to clarify the premier's comments, such as what specific president he was referring to. The Canadian tariffs against China were imposed last October, before U.S. President Donald Trump's election the following month. U.S. President Joe Biden imposed 100% tariffs on Chinese electric vehicles last September. BIV asked the premier's staff if he disagrees with the federal government's imposition of tariffs on Chinese electric vehicles. The federal government stated on October 18, 2024, Canadian workers, the auto sector, the steel and aluminum industries, and related critical manufacturing supply chains are threatened by unfair competition from Chinese producers, who benefit from China's intentional, state-directed policy of overcapacity and oversupply, as well as its lack of rigorous labor and environmental standards. The federal government has recently implemented a suite of tariffs, also known as surtaxes, on certain Chinese imports to level the playing field and protect Canada's workers and businesses from China's unfair trade policies. Eby said the federal government should examine tariff policies with all countries, because we don't want to be crushed between the two biggest economies, both the American and Chinese economies, and ensure we are diversifying. Independent MLA Tara Armstrong pressed the legislature on Eby's tariff response with respect to China during question period March 13. Last month, the Chinese Communist Party announced punishing 100% tariffs on Canadian farm and seafood imports. That is 100%. According to the Canadian press, within days, the premier was asking for, quote, concessions. These tariffs will hit British Columbians in 1 week today. My question is, when will the premier get off Team China and join Team Canada like the rest of us? Asked Armstrong. Housing Minister Ravi Kalone, whose portfolio includes chair of BC's Special Tariff Response Committee, called Armstrong's question absurd. She asked Kalone if he would pull Chinese tea off shelves like he did with American alcohol. The minister did not say what the government's response would be to China's tariffs. This is not what we want to see, but we will continue to stand up, take action on tariffs from the U.S. We have, as a nation, taken actions on China as well, and we're going to support that across the country as well, said Kalone. Human rights activist Ivy Lee, spokesperson for Canadian Friends of Hong Kong, said Canadian politicians and businesses are using Trump's trade war to justify closer ties with China. If Eby and other politicians want to stand up for Canadians and for Canada, then be tough to the PRC, People's Republic of China, to its international criminal cartel and to Trump, and be even tougher to our politicians who are not genuinely defending Canada's democracy, said Lee. As a former human rights lawyer, Eby should know that despite the current chaos in the U.S. and the hugely insulting 51st state rhetoric from Trump, there's still no parallel between the PRC and the U.S. in terms of civil and human rights, said Lee. In 2024, BC companies exported $287 million worth of fish and other seafood products to China, according to Data BC. By comparison, roughly $788 million worth of such goods was exported to the U.S. BC is the second largest provincial exporter of these products to China, after Nova Scotia, which exported $614 million worth of goods. BC accounted for 29% of total Canadian exports to China in 2024. This share has fluctuated between 25% and 34% since 2014. BIV has reached out to Conservative Party of BC for an opportunity to comment on the matter but has not received a response. G. Wood at glaciermedia.ca